Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, boy. Alien.
What the fuck is that, man?
Hey, everybody. I am an alien. Oh, I am here to intrude your, invade your country and your lands.
Invade your country and your lands.
Dang, dude.
What do you want to know? Who wants to talk to me? Who has questions?
Is that one of those, like, light things?
Yeah, it's a little Lego. Or not a Lego, but what is that?
Bright light?
Oh, yeah.
Light.
Yeah, man, my kids made it.
Nice.
You can put that in your podcast room, Daddy.
Hey, okay. Good kids right there. Good kids. Yeah. What's up, dudes?
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Oh, just, fearing for my life.
Oh,
fucking
boy.
2024 is here. So, of course, we have an alien invasion in Miami.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it an invasion.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. If you don't believe it, like, you're fucking a fed or, like, you work for the government.
Yeah.
But there was nothing, like... Are people actually saying it was an invasion?
No.
Is that?
No. Oh. They're just saying that it was creatures and that it's a big cover up because that's why there's no video footage. They deleted it. They forced everybody to delete their phone.
Well, I have seen video footage, but it looks fake, the footage I've seen.
Yeah,
not the blurry one. Not the blurry one.
No, there was a different one.
Oh.
Yeah. And okay. I did hear, like, from there multiple people that come out and said they were there, like, all the cops were like taking people's phones.
Yes.
That's dude, what they, like they what see this is what I like here because you had that one main guy, what was it, Sosa Pippa or something on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Came out like with the main story, right? Describing how these things like they disappear, then they reappear.
And he actually sounded pretty genuine. Who's was that? His name, the black guy that had like, the eight minute long whatever.
But yeah, then he came out the next day and was like, dude, I was just trolling, bro. Like, I've never even been to Miami. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, how much was he paid to say that?
Is that the same guy?
I don't know if it's the same guy, man.
There's a different guy that come out and released like an 8 minute video.
Is it the same guy?
So that's the new one. That just got released yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
The way he was talking seems a little kind of genuine.
I actually watched that entire video. I actually was like, I was like, this guy seems a little bit more realistic.
But I mean, I could seem really realistic too if if I really wanted to make money, because you can make money on TikTok, you guys.
That's true. Like,
yeah.
You know, with these videos, if you make a video that's longer than a minute, they will pay you per 1,000 views. So I'm just saying, like, how do you know this guy's not just full of shit trying to make money?
How do you know he's not? That's the problem, right? Like, you don't know that he's not.
Because he can't prove it.
Well, he can't prove it. But I would say that I would argue that yes, he can make a lot of money, but also at the same time, we all know how like these people, like if they admit to this, it's the same thing we've been talking about 30 years, right? If they come out and say all the shit, they're the weirdos, right? Like the entire.
Well, did you watch his page? Did you watch any other videos on his page?
No.
It's all like conspiracy stuff.
I didn't go to his page. I just seen that one video.
No.
So, and that to be fair, I watched it on somebody's page named like Christopher Columbus or something like that. Mm-hmm. So. I don't even know if that's the originator of the photo or the video.
No, that's not. That's the page that I saw it from. And it says repost right on the thing. I mean, it's not the original guy. So, yes, that page is a conspiracy page, which you've done that, right? You've shared videos from other people's accounts. So, like, that's not that shocking, right? Sharing a video. So,
well, yeah. And so that's, you know, I don't know the originator of the video, for one. And then now I'm seeing other people coming out saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the mall too, and this is, you know, I saw the same things.
Yeah. You know? That's when you know, like, there's a bunch of copycats happening. It's like, as soon as, right? like, there's one guy that comes out and seems legitimate, and then there's 10 other people that follow him immediately after, then you're like, okay.
It's like, oh, what are the
now
odds?
You're questioning the first guy, but you're absolutely questioning the rest of them.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, Chris? It reminds me of a grape allegations. You know what I mean?
Oh.
When you like have the whole Me Too thing? Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he touched me too. Yeah, he touched my booby when I was in middle school. It's the same fucking thing, dude. Everybody's making up this shit.
So are you thinking that there's zero legitimacy to this at all?
I think it's full of bunk. I think, you know, at a minimum, I think they're testing our distraction, the ability to distract us with this alien discussion, because everybody does agree that there's aliens, right? Like, there's no doubt. And that's why it's so intriguing to bite the story and hang on to it. You know what I mean? Because you're like, God dang, like, why so many cops? You know what I mean? Like, okay, if there's 50 plus teenagers, they're popping off these fireworks, and you think it might be an act of pew pew. You know what I mean? And so, like, you get there and you're going, but what, would they send this many cops for an act of poo-poo? And when I say act of poo-poo, I literally mean they're shitting themselves.
Oh, or throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, throwing shit. Slinging it.
I don't know.
What do you think, Dave?
I listen, I don't necessarily buy into it. I've been pretty stand pat on that. Like, I don't necessarily believe that it happened the way that people say it happened. However, I think it's like a little bit like weird to say, like, well, when people start coming out and having corroborating stories, that all of a sudden we can't believe them. I mean, that's if any other story or anything that you agreed on and more people started coming out for it.
Yeah.
You would 100% say, like, see, there's more people that saw the same thing.
True.
You would. You would. So, like,
but here's what I've seen. I've seen video footage of the teenagers. One of the like, I've actually searched the entire internet for news stories, and you look for not just like the news anchors, like their videos, but you look for their interviews with the store owners there, and like the guaranteed or the certified verified store owners who go, here's my footage of the teenagers. I filmed them before I left. There's about 50 of them. They were like throwing shit. They're lighting fireworks, throwing them at people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like here. And you see the teenagers, like the string of teenagers walking through this mall, and you go, oh, okay, well that it's that story then. So where's the videos of the aliens you have? And I don't even care, dude. Like, you have a lot of people, and I get it. Like, 'cause the main story is like, when you're in that moment and you're face to face with this alien, the last thing you're thinking of is filming the thing. But I guarantee there's a TikToker 10 yards away who's thinking about filming the thing. Are those people?
So apparently, per some of the people, that dude especially, everybody was stopped on their way out the door and asked that they give up their phones and that they delete any content that's on their phone. The dude that was talking, you obviously heard it, right? He was saying, like, we didn't film anything, so we didn't have anything to worry about. We were able to leave rather quickly. So I'm just saying, hypothetically, like, and again, I don't buy into it per se, but I'm just... The idea that, like,
how are you going to stop every single one of them? You're going to capture all those phones?
Dude, how many fucking cops were out there? Okay.
A lot. But how many directions did you see people going? I mean, like, they went all over the place, dude. They were going away from the cops too.
I know, but what I'm saying is like entry, like, you know, exits to the mall. We all go to the mall, man. Like, there's so many entryways to the mall, whether that's through a main branch, Macy's or Nordstrom's, then there's the main mall exits, right? Your entry points, your actual entry points. If you have 75 cops outside, okay, and they're all, you have 10 cops per or 20 cops per fucking entry, or 10 or whatever the situation is, and that's also it could be mall security, it could be, who knows, we don't know how many people are there. I'm just saying, like, it's not crazy to think about.
Yeah.
You know, it's not crazy, but I get you. I'm not like, listen, I'm not buying it. There's a lot of stuff that's really weird that, like, I just don't,
I mean, that's how I'd be. Like, if there's something like that going down, the last thing I'd thinking about is whipping my
for
phone
sure
out.
Dude, especially if it's like face to face with you, right? Dude, but if you're like,
especially if they're like, you're walking down the mall and you're like, what's that fucking sound, and then all of a sudden you see things just appear in front of you.
Here's the thing, I don't think you would. If what? You want my honest opinion, I don't think you'd film it. I don't think
no,
you
would. That's what I
just,
we're saying.
That's
we
what
wouldn't.
I just said. No, I wouldn't do that. That would not be my first thought.
We both said we wouldn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you would.
No, my first thought would not be whip my phone out.
No, because you were in the situation in Austin where you had the shooting thing. And I guarantee the first thing you didn't think of is, I'm going to film this thing.
No, and it was like, we need to get cover.
So, I mean, I understand it to an extent, like why there may not be footage. And I do think one of the problems, and it's like that with any other news thing. One of the big problems is you got these wackadoo fucking TikTok accounts that are spreading videos of like the creatures outside. It's just three dudes. Right. Yeah. But that shit, that shit spreads and it makes it to where then everybody just believes the rest is absolutely bunk. Now, again, I don't believe it. I'm like at a 5% chance that it's real. Like that's how low it is for me. Like it's very, very low that I think.
My first question was always, as soon as this happened and the alien or the creatures thing came out, I don't know exactly where, like, the story of creatures being there all of a sudden became a thing. Was that initial reports of, like, people saying that there was creatures? I don't remember.
I don't even know. The first person I heard reporting on this was that auntie woman on TikTok. Mm. Auntie, it's like the crazy lady with the hair and, like, the glasses. She just goes, like, straight up to the camera. I'm going to tell you something right here, right now. This is what happened. Believe me. And she did a follow-up video, Dave, on those creatures. Or the creature where it's like clearly three officers or three people walking next to each other. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, we got you now. We got you now. The Nephilim spotted.
Oh, I know.
Put a nail in it. Here we go. Yeah. This is proof. 100%. And I'm like, dude, okay, so she's full of shit.
Man, that's got to be like a search topic on Pornhub or something. Pixelated Nephilim.
Well,
Nephilim dick.
If you look at Epstein, you look at any case, any situation where there's something weird happening, like it gets like muddied with a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's just
on purpose.
Listen, man, on purpose. Do you think it's on purpose?
Why not make the story? So that's what
I don't
disinformation
know,
is for, dude. It's to make a story unbelievable. So that way you don't know which way to go. You don't know which side to believe. The government.
Yeah,
the
government. I'm just talking about these TikTok people. You know what I mean? Like these accounts that do stuff. Like you think that's on purpose?
I think they do it for clicks. I think they do it for clicks, dude.
Do you do it for clicks? With strange.
No.
Well, what's the difference?
I mean, for shit that like I think is real and true, I will report on it. But for things that I don't believe in, I'll tell you. I'll be like, dude, this is bunk. Like I made a whole video like. Describing this whole alien thing as debunked.
I know, but what I'm saying is, it's like if you look at like the Matthew Perry thing, right? Like, I think that is absolutely the most bunk thing ever, right? Like, there's a history of him with Batman. There's all that stuff has like been out and about for years, right? Like,
okay.
But what I'm saying is, no, I don't mean that in a negative way to you. I'm saying you thought it was weird and you wanted to share that information, but that doesn't mean that you're selling misinformation. It means that you looked at it in a different light, right? You were like, hey, this is something, there could be something to this.
For sure.
It doesn't make you like a bad person so what I'm saying is like that lady, maybe she genuinely thinks that like this is what it is, even though she's probably dead wrong, right?
I'm just saying like it's really easy to find an HD version of that same video and you can see three people walking next to each other. The same thing like with Matthew Perry, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to find him talking about Batman and stuff, but that doesn't mean that there's not some weird connections with Batman. Like the part where I'm like, she knew this was fake is she could have done a little bit more research down the road to find a clearer video. You know what I mean? And like people are talking about like Flex was like, why cancel all flights? We don't know that. Has anybody seen like the flight logs at Miami? Do they know? No, I mean, I've seen random people tweeting about it, but we don't have an official report that they canceled flights.
Yeah, I don't know, but I will say that there was a video that I was watching that somebody was, it wasn't the one that we all see. There was another video of somebody filming from an apartment complex from a different angle. And like when they were filming the chaos going on, there were absolutely like helicopters. You could hear helicopters. And that police officer that you put in your video today was like, there were no helicopters. There was no fucking, and I'm like, I heard helicopters in the video.
He said Black Cock? Did Black he say Hawk? Black Cock helicopter? Holy shit, dude. Well, no, I think there were police there on the ground, but up in the sky was the news reporters. Because, like, news stations have helicopters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where all the sky footage came from, where you see all the cops and stuff.
Yeah.
It came from the news.
I'm just saying that's where people were grabbing onto that video, where they were saying, like, there's... saying there was no helicopters in the air. There absolutely were, whether it was news or police or FBI or fuck whatever, right? Or military. Like, he was like, there were no helicopter. And maybe he did say Black Hawk. I didn't hear that, but either way. And so people were just like, well, we heard them. So, like, how do you know who they were? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know who they were?
Yeah,
exactly.
But again, like, listen, man, I feel like if you saw aliens transport themselves in the middle of the mall, you know, I'm like some fucking Stranger Things shit, I feel like people would be pretty traumatized.
Yeah, and especially if like, especially if they almost seemed, well, the way that one guy described it, he said that it was almost like they were holographic.
Well, he said they were glitching.
Because they were like glitching in and out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he's
can
like,
we find that video?
What video?
Do you want to play like a little bit of it? Of like the guy, the eyewitness?
Yeah, I have it on my, well, I didn't send that video over because I didn't really want to watch. It was like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, no, I don't want to watch the whole damn thing, but it's called like Miami Alien Witness.
Yeah, I'll send it real quick. I have it right here. So, yeah, I mean, listen, there's other things I don't really want to, I sent it over to you. I don't really want to get like knee deep on the kind of the dumb, arguable shit.
For sure.
But what I will say is that there's a couple things. Oh, here you go. Go ahead. I don't really know like what part he says that though, like in.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah. A lot of the videos that are out there, I feel like a lot of people are trying to use this for clout or this weird experience and moment. So basically what happened was I was there with my brother Brian, my sister behind us.
Yeah.
And then we see these 3, 9, 10 foot tall creatures. I'm not going
to
say aliens.
To the right
Everyone keeps saying it's aliens. I'm not saying aliens. Because I don't know what it was. None of us really knew everyone.
Well, him looking to the right doesn't really mean anything to me.
Well, people were saying that he was reading something.
Well, I mean, he clearly, he doesn't do this all the time. It's not like he's set up professionally, he's just holding a phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, who knows? Or he could be looking at his laptop. I mean,
or remembering something, who knows?
Yeah, I do that too. I look away.
All of us stopped in our track. We, you know, a whole bunch of people were pointing at it. I mean, there were other people running. You know, there was a crowd. As soon as it made itself more apparent, it looked like it was glitching, not like a computer pixelation, but like a wavy glitch. And whatever maybe was covering them had, you know, unveiled or whatever. Yeah, it looked like a glitch, man. It like a weird glitch in the Matrix or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, we can stop it.
I mean, listen, so interesting take on it.
He actually said later that, he could see like that they were kind of shiny, but he couldn't tell if it was like a wet shiny or if it was like a metallic shiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if he was making this up, maybe he had something written down.
He might be making
it up. Or if he was making it up on the spot, he was pretty detailed in what he was saying.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, and if you were in that moment and you saw a damn alien, you'd be like, dude, there's no way I'm forgetting this shit. You know what I mean? Just like as trauma will do that, it'll make you remember things. But
it's inconclusive to me.
But it also make you forget things. Sure. But like that's the thing that I don't like about it is like after that guy came out, because first you had the first guy who was like, yeah, they were glitching in and out, and then he came out and retracted the story, said he was bunking, all that stuff. And then you had this guy. Mm-hmm. Then you have a string of other people saying, I too was at the mall and I saw these creatures as well. You know, like reading off a script or something.
Yeah.
So it's like that, I'm just like, dude.
Okay, but they've done studies on this, man, right? Like, a lot of times it takes one person to step forward, you know what I'm saying? And other people feel more comfortable, you know, with it. So, but to your point, I understand. Listen, that's a problem with it. This one, you could argue, is more bunk than anything. Like, we can all argue that, and I think we agree on that. It's more bunk than real. But
yeah,
it's not just this. It's any story that comes out. Like, it's always the same thing. Like, well, you know, it's all about the money, you know, and yes, I'm sure it does have to do with money. I'm sure that there are people that can profit off of this, but at the same time, we can't just base it on that because then nothing is going to be in the day of like social media and making posts that actually get traction, which we all say we need more people to say things to get more traction. So it wakes people up. But as soon as they do, then we're like, ah, they're all about the money. They're making lots of money, you know? And it's like, where's the happy medium on it? Like, where do we, like, how do you handle that in the future when somebody...
People have to be smart, dude. People have to have fucking brains.
What
like,
do you mean?
You have to use discernment. You have to be like, okay, let's back up. Let's get the whole story, right? let's look at the facts. Let's look at like, okay, so this little blob that you're showing here, the little string of characters together here. Oh, that's just three people walking next to each other. And then you're listening to this one guy's story and you go, okay, well, like, let's talk to him. Right. The Santos or whatever the hell, the first guy. Mm-hmm. But he actually came out the next day saying, you know, dude, I was lying. I was lying the whole time. I've never been to Miami. So, but stay away from those aliens, you know, like wink, wink.
Yeah, sure.
What if he was
And then he made another video. He made a follow-up video saying like, seriously, you guys need to like leave me alone. Like, I've never been there. I'm not like in a witness protection program.
If you didn't want the attention, why would you make the
That's my point exactly, dude. It's my point exactly. You keep saying like it's all about money, but the problem is you come out and you say this and you will have people view you differently. And like that is not, and we don't not know that. We all know that. So like my question has always been like, why would you come out and admit to something that you know is going to possibly destroy your life, at least temporarily?
Yeah. Because you don't think about it. I'm just, that's where I go back to like, be smart, have brains, like think about it critically. Like if you do this, yes, people will share it as truth and they will think like, hey, dude, this guy is legit. This is our evidence. This is our one eyewitness that he was the only guy coming out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
And so like people sharing that around.
But what if he was telling the truth?
Well, if he was, that sucks then, you know, because there's no way that I'm going to believe him now.
I know, but like we know how the government is, man. We know how they hush people about situations. We know that they pull people aside and that you're not allowed to speak about this. You can't talk about this. You know, like people have, there's been a lot of changes.
That's going the complete opposite way, though. That's saying like the complete opposite way. Like, so why can we believe it? Why can't we believe it? You know, mm-hmm. like you're saying like, well, why don't you believe him? It's like, well, he was lying. Well, how do you know he was lying? Because we know the government does this. And that's the whole disinformation thing that they
I understand that. But I'm saying like, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. There's no easy path to know whether somebody's truthful or not. You just get a gut feeling about it and you go from there. Because the truth of, to me is that if you see something and you make a story on it, whatever the reason be, you actually saw it or you're faking it. It doesn't matter. You make the story on it. Let's say he was telling the truth. And the government said like, and that's the other thing is like, we think, and I think especially with like certain statements that you've made in the past about they're going to use aliens, you know, and they want to put it out there and get everybody freaked out shit. Right. Like that's, we've had that discussion before. Right.
Yeah.
What, I mean, I think all the evidence shows that they really don't want people to know about what's going on. Like they're not trying to put it out. Like there's not, I don't think there's going to be some holographic fucking UFO battle. Like I never believed you when you said that, like, I don't believe that because I feel like they could have done that at any point and they have it.
So I don't think it's going to be holographic. I think they're going to use this technology and say that it's aliens. I think we have advanced technology. We know how to use it and fly it and destroy things with it. And I think we're going to use it. People will use it.
But you said it was going to be holographic.
No, I'm saying that's an option, dude. Like I'm saying, like we've seen them do that. Like there's huge holographic things. There was just one in Vegas the other day. It's going viral. Like a big ring opens up and a big, you know, it looks fake, but I'm just saying like, that's just an option.
Oh, that one was really fake, though. I think I've seen the one you're talking about. It was a black and white, like CCTV, but the portal thing was colored. Like, why is the rest of it black and white and that thing's colored?
No. That wasn't the one.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not what regardless, that's just one example that I'm throwing out. There's, like, many, many examples of, like, holographic things that they could do. But then again, it's like, to be holographic, you're not destroying things in a hologram. You'd have to have a missile or some sort of explosive. You have to have real weaponry to destroy something, right?
There's too many holes in that for me. There always has been. Like, you don't have to have everybody see it. You just have to say that that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could blow up a building, right, with a fucking laser or make something.
That's yes.
You could do that, and then you could just say, guys, I hate to break the news to you, America, but that was actually an alien attack. You don't have to show
that's exactly what I think they're doing with this. This is a beta test for how can we spread information without actually doing something. Like this is an alien invasion without actually having the alien invasion. That's what they're testing right now. How much can we get people to believe this, spread this, and cling on to the story without us having to do a fucking thing except for send 60 cops to the building? That's all they did. They sent 50 kids in there to cause the disruption. And then they called 60 cops. And that's all you got to do. You build the case. You set up the paranoia. You set up the whole
mystery. You think that the guy, the initial guy, was in with the government?
No, he I think he was a TikToker.
Yeah, but he wants to get... The problem is with that story, man.
He could have went any direction. He could have said Sasquatch was in there.
That's not enough information. Like, I don't believe that for a second, actually. The 60 cops is not enough to make you think an alien invasion or alien showed up. That's not enough. It will never be enough. We all did. We all saw the video. We saw it in Vegas. I showed Chris 2 weeks ago. There's the same situation in Vegas. No one said it was aliens. No one. The only reason that people said it's aliens is because some guy came out and said that he thought he saw aliens. And then
this first guy who said that it was aliens, he wasn't the person who said it was aliens first. The alien origin, I don't know where that came from. And that's where I was saying, I think it was this auntie, the crazy lady with the glasses. She gets all up close to them.
Yeah, but something was like put out there or not put out there. Like the cops. And if that's the case, then I don't even know what to say. Like that lady just took something out of thin air and made it into something that
something reported
something
as like happened. Creatures. I don't remember if it was a news agency or if it was like somebody said they heard cops talking about creatures or like there was eyewitnesses on location saying there was, I don't remember exactly what happened or like where it came from, but I feel like there was the word creatures used from very close to the beginning.
That's what we need to know. We need to know what was the source for creatures, aliens.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, it was a TikToker looking for views. She's known to say crazy ass shit to get those views.
See, I don't.
And it was her.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the whole like blurry image thing. No.
She talked about stuff before this. She talked about the whole thing. She talked about the cops showing up. She talked about the kids. First, she said kids were there with sticks, and she's like, this story just doesn't make sense. Why would you send this massive police response for just kids with sticks? She didn't say anything about fireworks, and then the potential of thinking about fireworks as an active shooter, she didn't think any about. She didn't say anything about that.
Okay.
And then she goes on to talk about tweets that she saw. These tweets are not credible. I mean, it's a blue check mark, but we can pay $8 a month for a blue check mark, people, right?
Yep.
So she's showing a picture of the tweet, just like I did in the video to introduce what people are showing as evidence.
Yeah.
And it's showing that all flights were canceled. We got Black Hawk helicopters in the air. You know what I mean? So she was using those reports, gathering all together. Mm-hmm. And then somebody put out the same thing where it goes, hey, I zoomed in on the footage and I think I see the creature right here. That's where the creature thing started spreading. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then everybody glammed on that. You can still see that video and that picture where people still think it's a creature. And I'm like, dude, look up the HD video. It's three people walking next to each other.
Yeah.
But I think this whole thing is a beta test to see how quickly can we discombobulate people? You know what I mean? Like, how quickly can we shift the narrative in the story and then in the news and then in like, not just the news, but this is like a deep underbelly of the news. You know, this is just people looking for shit to talk about, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say this is the news like at all. Yeah, they've definitely talked about it in the news only really to kind of mock the whole situation, which is
exactly
understandable. But really what it shows you is that like TikTok and conspiracies can get completely out of fucking whack really fast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they can.
So that's one of the reasons why me personally, I've never really loved conspiracies, but I do think there are very interesting ones and real things that we should be talking about, right? Too. But you have to talk about these things because obviously like it's trending and you need to like have these discussions to figure out how do we get to the point where that many people follow a certain a tweet or a certain fucking TikTok and share it. And then people come out like, how do you decipher what's real, what's not real? You know what I mean? And I listen again, there are things about everything that like you can't put your finger on it. You know what I'm saying? Like something doesn't make sense, but that doesn't also mean that it verifies it as truth either. You know what I'm saying? Like just because this doesn't make sense and there's kind of a weird coincidence to it, if you will, doesn't make that whole thing real. You know what I mean?
True.
It doesn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
So like, you know, kind of like slowing yourself down, trying to figure out now we're getting like real, at the side pinger. I had this one video that I did think was, I don't want to play the video, but there was one thing that somebody posted that I thought was interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
About the aliens.
Yes.
So the coordinates thing is actually really bizarre to me.
So that was the latest that just came out, and apparently it maps over Antarctica.
It yes. does map
so
over Antarctica.
So the guy that made the video, he's like,
"Do we have it?
A girl?
Can we play it?"
I don't want, listen, we don't have to.
She just says, "I think they got their coordinates mixed up. I think they got them in backwards."
She doesn't show photos
because
she doesn't do anything.
She took the coordinates of where the mall was,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. flipped it. And it brings you to Antarctica.
She just reversed it. So the first one was like 25 point something something, and then it was 85 something
and
something.
And you switch the numbers.
If you 85 first and 25 second, so you just flip it, those two numbers.
You land in Antarctica.
You land in the perimeter of Antarctica, which I verified. I looked up the mall. I found the coordinates. I reversed the numbers. It put me exactly there in Antarctica.
But that's impossible because we have a flat Earth, everybody, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's only possible if you have a globe, and we all know that's not true.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, bro, because this is a little bit more interesting. So I verified it, and I got it in there, okay? And I was like, oh, wow, because you know how everybody says, like, there's an alien base in Antarctica.
Oh, hell yeah.
So then you get the situation where you go, okay, so, you know, if you're getting weird and you want to get weird about it, you could say,
yeah, let's get weird.
Okay,
about
they're traveling, right? Interdimensional travel. They put the wrong coordinates in. They're supposed
they
to
pop
go,
their portal open in a fucking mall.
And they go, whoa, exactly. Foot Locker.
And they're the going, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's pretty weird. Now, I don't have the exact spot on here, but what I will tell you is that within probably 50 to, I wouldn't even say 100 miles, it's somewhere around there if you look at the kind of the little.
What was the name of the place?
It's called
Bayside Mall.
No, not Bayside Mall.
No, it's the the place. It comes next to a like within 50 miles of a station,
Princess Elizabeth Station. So what I did was when I put this on the map and I got the little ping. Oh wow, middle, not really middle. That's the wrong word. It's more towards the coast, maybe 100 miles from the coast. I was like, let me look around and see what is nearby this thing. Like, it, you know, if there was an actual alien, like what is there? There's nothing except for this one base. And it's not even a base, it's a station, but it's called Princess Elizabeth Station. Chris has it up right now.
So where's the actual location, the coordinates of the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, the porthole, like the other side.
It's over like this way.
Well, you'd have to zoom
on yonder.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's over here. It's literally a straight line from the base, maybe 75 miles. If I had to just throw a rough guess in there. Okay.
Did you go in? Did you go down into that station?
Here's the deal. I did, bro. And here's the thing about this station that I thought was very, very. So here's number one. I was on Google Maps or Google Earth, and I put this in yesterday, day before yesterday, right? And Google Earth always shows you images, do they not?
Yeah, you can like zoom in, you'll be at the place.
So I went to the station, I was like, oh, and I started looking at pictures. I found a very odd picture. And I was like, wow, this is something I want to talk about. Today I was showing Chris to prep him for the show, and those pictures are gone from Google Earth. They're no longer are on the tab anymore. You can't find any pictures on Google Earth.
You have them?
I don't have them, but I went back on the internet and I found some of them. Now, real quick, there actually is... This has been talked about before. This is the place where they have an Antarctic pyramid. It's like you can see it. It looks like a pyramid. There's like little rovers. In fact, there's one photo. You can put that one up right there.
So this is the location of the Antarctic pyramid. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. So
that's the station right there.
Yeah. So where that
a little octagon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a UFO, right? So the actual pinpoint of the Miami Mall, the reverse thing, is probably 55 or 60 or something in that range miles.
Is Conor McGregor inside of that station fighting somewhere?
Yeah, it looks
that's
like
the octagon, baby.
Looks like one of those things from Taco Bell. You know what I'm saying? Like, or the.
But what are the odds that this alien thing happens at this mall and their exact reverse coordinates land you in Antarctica, where alien conspiracies have been forever?
Mm-hmm. Right. So the overall consensus is that, like, they swapped the coordinates on accident. Mm-hmm. They ended up in the mall instead of this this station. Yeah. This Princess Elizabeth station.
I mean, who's to say aliens don't make mistakes?
Who's to say they were aliens?
Yeah, maybe the human made the mistake for the alien to come in.
Maybe. Yeah, listen, maybe we have the technology to open up portals and they just typed in the wrong thing.
And guys, at the end of the day, again, I feel like I'm going to have to repeat this because I know the people watching know my stance, but anybody that may be new and listening, like, I don't buy into this per se.
100%.
But this is one of those things. This is one of those things where you see it and it kind of, like, you're like, whoa, that's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. It doesn't prove anything, but the whole
thing. That's what I think people bite onto this because it is fun and they want to believe. And it's like something to break away from the news. You know what I mean? They go, yes, finally something I could cling on here.
I mean, my question really would be like, and I told Chris this, like, okay, first of all, great catch on the person that found that, right? Because I wouldn't think to look at coordinates and mix match. But the idea is like, what are the odds that when you do rotate those coordinates that they end in the place that is so controversial, right? Antarctica is a very interesting, mysterious place on this earth that we all can recognize.
Yeah.
Very mysterious. And on top of it, it puts it relatively close to the giant Antarctica, bro. It puts it relatively close to the whole pyramid thing.
Yeah. Like,
that's pretty fucking weird, bro. That's pretty fucking weird.
So Danielson says Whitney was balls deep on that rabbit hole. So what pictures did you see? Like, what did you see in the picture?
Well, so here's, 'cause
you said you wanted to talk about
it. I don't know if you can, I'm talking about the pyramid, bro. That's all I'm talking about.
Oh, the pyramid deleted.
What he's saying is you go on Google Earth, they have these little icons that you can click and it brings you in and it brings you in like a 3D world where you can just look around at the place.
Yeah.
That is no longer there.
The pictures on Google Earth aren't there.
They removed it.
They don't have pictures anymore. And like,
they're adding to the whole mystery of this whole thing. They're sparking the conspiracy.
Well, I went on it too. I typed in the coordinates. I was like, well, I'll go on my phone and see if it's just your phone being weird. And it's not. They're not there.
No. So the thing is like, we've had discussions about Antarctica and portals and like pyramids and like underground cities.
Whitney, what did you find? She said, I found some wild shit.
Well, I don't know if Whitney, she's going to be able to
chat it in.
Just put what you can. But I mean, here's my thing. It's just odd to me that like those coordinates work the way that they worked. And it's odd to me that they locationed them that close to a already well-known area for people that are interested in some weird shit.
Yeah.
Because like when you look at those pictures, all you have to do is Google and you'll have to scroll through different pictures and look at it. But I have seven or eight right now on this. There are tons of pictures of this particular pyramid looking thing. You know, and I'm not saying that it is a pyramid by any means, but I am saying that, like, when you do look at it,
mountains are shaped like that?
It's, you know, it's interesting.
Twin Peaks.
It's two boobies right there.
There you go.
But it's interesting. That's all I'm saying. It's very, very interesting that seems to be relatively close. Now, again, that doesn't prove that the mall is real, and it doesn't prove that there was time travel.
This guy's like, that's a fucking pyramid.
Yeah.
He's like, you see this shit? Look at this shit right here.
It's weird, man. To me, it's
that guy is very tan for being in Antarctica.
Well, look at him. His face is leathered.
Dude, actually.
It's like the snow burn.
I would argue that you probably get really bad burns. Like that. Oh, yeah. The sun hitting the reflection off the snow is probably just burning your face up, bro.
For sure.
But no, it's.
So anyway, I mean, just to like in closing, I mean, because I know we got another topic we want to bring up. But what do you guys think? Fake is bunk.
I don't think it's real. No, I don't think it's real.
Yeah, I don't think it's
real. But I also think that it opens up doors to other like interesting things that are fun to talk about, like this one. I think this is that's a weird one to me. That's a weird one. That it coincidentally worked out that very way.
Yeah.
Very sure. And to end it for me, there were other videos and people reporting strange things in the sky in Miami. Dan Bongino.
They have been all week.
Right? Yeah. So I mean, there's like sightings and weird things. So maybe like they did have some sort of alien portal that opened up, and now the craft are there looking
now,
for the people.
And now the people are like, we got to get the fuck out of here somehow.
And we've talked about interdimensional travel, man. We've talked about all that kind of shit. So that's why that news story was interesting, because it seemed to talk more about not these alien kind of, you know, they were creatures, but the fact that they were kind of distorted and almost like hologramic, like they weren't all the way through the dimension. They were kind of, that stuff's interesting.
Yeah. They're just peeking in.
Whitney does say that the very center of Antarctica, if you do street view, it shows you a Pac-Man face. And then she said, zoom in on the Pac-Man face, and inside the mouth is an upside down cross that beams out and makes a beam straight to a military base.
What?
If you, click on the street view,
go ahead, Greg. Yeah, it brings you to a real estate place. The only actual village or city of Antarctica is called Rothschild. What?
Yeah.
No boy.
He's no boy. Oh, it is a Pac-Man face.
Right? Hold on.
Oh, yes. Yes, Whitney, you did this. Yeah, look at that. Look at that cross. That is a Christ, Jesus Christ cross. And so you're saying that that cross goes all the way to a military base if you follow it.
Oh.
But wouldn't.
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing, though. Let me ask you, because I'm genuinely curious.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that cross only be upside down to whatever perspective you were looking at it for? And if you were at
saying it's upside down.
Well, she said it was upside down, but I'm just saying if you were at the base and that cross led you, if you were looking down the path of that cross, that would actually be a front facing, like normal facing cross.
For sure. Yeah. If you were at the base, it would be a normal cross. Yeah.
Why is it so?
Because they don't want you to see their shit, bro.
And so that Pac-Man face, that's at the very center of Antarctica. That's what
Very center. Which it could be the way that the you know, it could be a computer thing. Obviously,
it's because they're artificially wrapping the Earth in a circle.
Yeah,
and it's like, how much of this Google Earth shit are we supposed to take as like real? Like, is this real?
I don't know.
Just because I can see, you know, I can see my house on Google Earth. Does that make it real?
Is that where the base is? Mine's like looking weird.
I don't see the
base. Yeah, I don't know. We would need the exact coordinates and just type it in. But
anyways, yeah, dude, listen.
Yes.
I don't know that there needs to be anything more said about it, bro. I think you had a great breakdown on Strange Shauna. I think we've all kind of set our piece. We don't buy it necessarily. However, it's always fun to look at it and try to figure out. And it kind of does. It's a good example of how messy things can get on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, exactly. That's the best thing for me is like, how do you possibly know who to trust, who not to trust, and where your information is coming from? And I honestly, there is no way to fix it. Zero way to fix it. So you just have to do the best you can, make the best judgment you can, and go on from there. But yeah,
exactly.
Crazy stuff on the internet. That's what it is to me.
Crazy stuff. There's except another the crazy story we're going to talk about, right?
Crazy shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You got that article up?
Yeah. Let's go to this.
215 bodies found in Jackson, Mississippi, exposed. This one,
unmarked grave. This is an unmarked grave, everybody.
Well, some of them are marked with like just simple like numbers and a little like metal beam
rod pole,
like a grounding rod.
Well, just like a
here lies number one.
Like they just took a piece of rebar and just stuffed it in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I do have a video for this, and the lady kind of breaks it down pretty well, but ultimately. So alarming situation has unfolded in Jackson, Mississippi, where 215 bodies were discovered buried in unmarked graves behind the state line. See, I know it says that, but it also says that some were. Families of the deceased were left in the dark until last month. Some grave sites were only identified by number and a metal rod, raising concerns about the lack of transparency and respect in handling the deceased. Now, that in itself is already weird, right? That's some like real tombstone shit. Like back in the day, they would just like, if you know, people were in prison for a really long time, you know, and like they would die a lot of the jails or prisons had their own grave sites because people weren't claiming the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it's not crazy to think that there's something like that. But the problem is if you scroll down the sentence here,
dude, this is so fucking weird, dude.
This one's real. The revelation began with Dexter Wade's death in March of 2023, in which a police officer fatally hit him. Shockingly, his family was not informed of his death, and he was buried without their knowledge. Activist Arthur Silky Slim Reed, I like that.
Silky Slim!
Yeah, working alongside attorney Ben Crump, shed light on the distressing situation. So that's a person that was buried in this plot that the police killed, like hit him, And they didn't even tell the family about it. And now there are people showing up to this place with photos of their missing loved ones, and they're finding other people that have been missing.
Oh, God.
Not only but they're finding people. Yeah, go ahead.
People that weren't even part of the jail.
Mm-mm.
They're just missing people.
Yeah, just missing individuals. And then they're also finding people who were part of the jail, like inmates.
Yeah.
Family members thought that they were still in jail, but they've been dead, buried in this fucking unmarked grave.
Yeah, they weren't telling people.
Oh, shit.
So, like, wait, when's Uncle Billy getting out? I don't know. Let's go check on him.
We don't have an inmate here by that name.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, where's he at?
It's not good, dude.
I watched a video on this, though, and the guy, I think it was the Ben Crump guy who was interviewing him, he said that the grave was so shallow that vultures were circling ahead. They were circling overhead because the stench of the dead bodies, it was coming out of the ground.
And apparently a lot of them didn't have caskets. They were just literally shallow grave, fucking like thrown in a hole, dude, with their clothes on.
If you just get rid of somebody, you're not going to put them in a
casket. This video. This gal, she kind of just, I don't know who she is or anything. It's only a minute and 20 seconds, but she actually talks a little bit about how people are showing up with photos. They're finding other people. It's pretty wild, bro. Check this out real quick.
100 bodies were just found buried behind a Mississippi jail, and they were not inmates. Relatives of those found buried behind this jail just thought they were simply missing. They're calling this a pauper cemetery, which means a poor man's cemetery who can't afford an actual burial. But that's not what this was. For example, one of these people was hit by a police car, and the police covered it up by burying them in this area. They claim to not be able to identify the body, but when they exhumed these bodies, they found this person to have his ID in his front pocket. Families of missing persons are showing up with pictures of their missing relatives just waiting for the bodies to be exhumed to see if they're one of these people, and they end up being there. Mary Morglin found her son Mario. Gretchen Hawkins found her son Jonathan. Betterston Wade found her son Dexter. They were all buried behind the jail. How did these people...
Dude,
hold on.
That's pretty
so all
wild,
those
bro.
People were just missing.
They're people. Missing people.
And they're just fucking...
They're buried behind the fucking
we're
jail,
we're just
going to
disappear you behind this jail. Was the jail operational?
It still is. Yeah. Yeah, you can look it up right now. It's the Jackson...
Just have like zero perimeter security. They're just like anyone and everyone's just like, yeah, we know the place out behind the jail.
Yeah, well,
you can drop stuff off back there and no one knows.
If you want to drop off a body, just drop it off. You know, we're not going to ask any questions. Just drop it off.
What
the hell? Dude, so in that same video, though, this guy, just his excuse, he goes, this is Mississippi being Mississippi. And it's an ugly Mississippi. And I'm like, that's the excuse for this shit?
That's not right.
This is Mississippi being Mississippi?
Yeah, but it's an ugly Mississippi. And it's got to turn around. And I'm like, wait a second. I think, because I told you guys before the show that like I have like a weird twist on this thing where I think this is where this is headed. I think they're using this to spark the defund police movement all over again because it's 2020. Now it's 2024. You know, it's election season again. We need to get rid of them police, you know. And if you look at the comments in all these TikTok videos on this, a lot of them are saying, dude, we got to disband the police. Like, it's time to get rid of the police. Like, they're killing people and they're putting them in a grave without telling anybody?
You think
right?
You think the police are trying to defund the police?
No, the people,
like the
in the
people
comments.
And a lot of people.
I know, but the police were the ones that were doing this. Like, you think that
I'm
this...
saying no? Like the no. people of Mississippi, the people seeing this story worldwide, going wait, or not worldwide, but nationwide, saying, "Whoa, the police force got together, all agreed on not to tell anybody about the bodies they've been buried. 215." Like, we can't trust the police anymore. That's the whole movement of this. Like, that this is starting the whole defund the police movement again.
Well, see, the problem with that is that the police did this. Like, this is not people just making some shit up or, like, have some controversial situation. Like, the police fucked this up. That police department should be defunded. They should have to start from scratch. They should tear that fucking place down and they should start over and get new people in there. Because clearly... that's a corrupt fucking police department. And I have no problem. Yes. That's the thing that I'm saying is I don't have a problem calling out corrupt police officers or agencies for that matter, right? They're
corrupt. Problem is someone will take that and put it and they'll blanket it on all police officers. They'll be like,
no, see, that's what
this,
I want to do.
If this one's corrupt, then what else are they doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not.
Come on.
Well, there is going to be people that do
that. There are people that can do it, but you could do that with white people, black people, Asians, Jewish
aliens.
People, aliens. I mean, in one particular situation does not define an entire organization. But this one is bad, bro.
Unless you're part of this organization.
This one's bad.
Yeah, this one's got to go.
Well, the fact that the guy came out and said this is Alabama being Alabama.
Mississippi.
Maybe you
don't throw Alabama under the rug. Don't throw them in the unmarked grave.
I feel like Alabama could do something like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows?
But, oh, wow. No, okay, I'm doing the dirty on Alabama.
Yeah, this comment says 215 in 8 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dead people.
Well, so here's on this video of this gal, one of the lines that's right underneath, it says, Crump and co-counselor Dennis Sweet are demanding to know why they failed to investigate their deaths and did not try to find the next of kin, as opposed to burying them in Popper's grave near a dirt road by a jail work farm. I mean, this is some real, like, old school stuff here. Their grave sites were reportedly marked with a metal rod and a number. But that is true. Why would you not... If you hit somebody and no one was coming forward, right? Like, why would you not look into it?
Because there was because it was probably a corrupt cop just beating the shit out of an inmate for no reason.
No, this guy was
you're an inmate.
There wasn't an inmate. It was not an inmate. No. This was a person.
Oh, this is the one where they hit with his car.
Most of them were not inmates. That's what she's claiming is that most were not inmates. The guy got hit by a police officer. Like on his bike or walking down the street, and they just were like, who is he? I don't know. Well, put him in the grave, dude. You know, they didn't even try to investigate. They didn't
because then they'd investigate. They'd go down for it.
Yeah. Mm. It's fucking gross. Think about that. 215 people. 215
in 8 years.
Now, see, that's what I also want to verify. Is this actually 215 people? Are we being lied to? I want to see the bodies.
I mean, this is an actual like news organization, like local news saying there's 215 people.
It's a popular grave.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the news can
it's make a popular grave.
Well, I know that, but usually local news is a little better.
Yeah. I'm sure you can count the graves.
Have you ever seen that, the parroting of the whole, news can be disinformation, blah, blah, blah. Like the whole, Mockingbird. Yeah. That's all local news.
Dude, I think this is a grave. They probably have all the posts in the ground, right? And no one thought anything of it.
How many were unmarked, though?
I don't think any. I think they were mostly marked with. Now, that's the thing is, my question would be, are there way more than 215? That would be
question too.
Yeah, if there's unmarked ones, there could be way more.
I'm sure that there's markings for 215 graves at this site, which is a cemetery. You would expect there to be, you know, even if it's just a stone, like we've seen that before. They don't give you like big old headstones for some, but so they probably counted them. The problem is like, are those people who they say they are? So they're going to probably have to exhume all of them and also figure out, are there other graves that aren't, you know? And they have those like sweeping kind of like sonar kind of things that they can go through the ground and figure out if there's something underneath the ground. And they're going to have to, because there's a chance that there's 40, 50, 60 other people in the ground that they were just like, put them over there, dude. Like, fucking get them out of here. We don't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
They just ran away. Billy, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Dude, you know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of the thousands of bones that they found underneath the Vatican when they were searching for that missing teenager in 2019. Remember that?
Yeah.
They found thousands of bones and nothing came of that. It's like, there's no investigation. There's no cleanup.
Well, there's
like,
not
going to
be.
Did the Vatican put those bones there?
There's not going to be an investigation because the Vatican is its own entity.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, the Vatican runs the world. So it's like, okay. All right.
Well, it's the same thing when they found all those. I never heard anything else about Benjamin Franklin's old house in Europe or whatever. But they found the bodies under his floor.
Hmm. Dude, what was Benjamin Franklin up to?
Apparently he was doing studies on like cadavers and stuff. And then when he was done, he was just like putting them under his house.
Also, see, maybe Mississippi's just in that old way, dude. Mississippi's just being Benjamin Franklin. They're like, hey, let's
but then,
this guy's
but
eyebrow.
Then there was also a theory that Benjamin Franklin was a serial killer.
Yeah, I don't think there's I don't think there's any validity to that.
Yeah, there is no evidence to prove that.
They did bad shit.
Well, of course
then.
Not.
They did bad shit. They were trying to do experiments on bodies. They didn't have it just wasn't the same. There wasn't a method of doing it. So they would just go get bodies from the graveyards.
True.
And do it in the basements and they'd bury that shit.
In your house, in your basement. Why would you put it under your house? Why wouldn't you just put it somewhere else?
Because why would you want that rot, that stench?
Well, the problem is, it wasn't legal. Okay, so like,
yeah, he was
transporting a body to your house was already risque business, and then transferring pieces of bodies to other areas.
He was like, definitely doing his studies illegally.
Yeah, I think it was a risk situation. You could bury it deep enough in your basement and just be done. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what Benjamin Franklin was?
What? Freemason.
Freemason.
Sure, dude. Yeah.
Founding father Freemason.
I think it's weird, though. I'm definitely curious about this story because it's a big number, so it grabs your attention right away. But at the same time, he didn't have a good excuse. That was not a good, I mean, Greg, if that's what he said, that's not good at all.
Well, this is just a guy talking, dude. That's not like the guy in charge of the whole thing.
It was the dude. I thought you said the dude gave his response.
This was like a guy talking about the whole thing.
Oh, well, fuck that,
but,
then.
But 215 bodies for 8 years, that's 26 bodies a year, at least.
Yeah.
Rounding up, that's 27 bodies a year.
All, like two a month.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's very, very frequent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of death.
And like, and the thing is when you're looking at like these little grave sites, like the cemeteries that are like this, the whatever they're called, like usually those are in smaller rural areas. Like this is probably not in a main, who knows? I don't know where it's at.
They have a guy.
That's a lot of people.
They have a population
community.
Of like 1,000 and like 200 die.
Well, they have a population of, what is it, 800 now? Because
well,
200
they,
of
guaranteed them. Yeah. They had a guy. This his job was just digging graves.
Yeah. Don't ask questions.
That's all you did. You worked for the jail. All you did was dig graves.
Yeah. Eddie, come over here.
That guy has to look like a Harry Potter motherfucker. Yeah. Like just like one strand of hair.
At two a month. I mean, that's all you're doing, man.
Dude. No questions. He's like, yeah, somebody joined the jail. You know,
and over the last 8 years, that guy probably still works there.
Oh yeah, he has no team, no insurance.
He's always on call.
Yeah, it's basically
Carl. Like, we need you back at the station.
$15 per hole, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like he just gets paid per hole. You know?
Oh man,
giggity.
Oh yeah, right.
That's why he digs them so shallow. Yeah. He's like, fuck this. Yeah. I'm not getting paid enough.
Fuckers. Get minimum wage to dig this hole, dude.
Yeah,
it's fucked up though, man. Like joking aside, it's really fucked up.
I wonder how many really people are actually going to end up being. Well, you said most of them were just missing people, right?
That's what they're saying, but who knows? We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
people are showing up that have missing family members, and they're trying to figure out if they're in there. And some of them, a couple, I mean, they named three or four, are there, and
so, a couple of them were inmates. That are no longer inmates, and
but they still
like,
have them on the books. Ooh.
Something, yeah. There's that. Too.
Yeah,
right. So
man, what a podunk fucking jail.
Well, it's and again, if they find out that they were doing something illegal, right, which it seems like they are
clearly,
then yeah, you should definitely the state should come in and seize that place, take control of it, and say all of you are fired. We're going to hire or bring in other people. We got to start over because you can't have that.
If,
like, that's
the,
not gonna
if this
over.
Is all the police that worked there. That are like involved in like,
well, let's not say all of them. We don't know.
I'm saying if
we don't know. Yeah.
Like, how could that be behind the police station and you not know about it? Like the stench alone.
The graves were there. Everybody know the graves were there. Like that's it was there on purpose. Like they have those still.
Okay, so the town knew about this.
Yes,
but they just didn't know they were
They didn't know that they were burying random people. They didn't know that they were just burying inmates. Like a lot, I told you that a lot of the jails in these southern areas have cemeteries on.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And so people would just be like, "Oh, all these prisoners." You know, they're assuming that they're just prisoners that never had anybody claim their bodies.
But in the meantime, nobody realized that the amount of graves was bigger than the population of the jail itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're like they've
not
never
a
had
one for one,
but they've never had this many inmates. What's going on here,
dude? It's not good.
Vultures were flying above. I mean, come on, dude. Like,
I wonder if this turns into like an actual serial killer type thing.
No, I wonder if this turns into a Netflix series because I can see that coming real quick. Obama's he's chomping at the bit.
That would be good. That would be a good
little docu-series. You know?
No, I don't really care for documentaries.
I think that's crazy. I think documentaries are so fun. I don't know how you don't.
They're boring.
Man,
it's real though. It's like it's.
Good. I know, but I mean,
you're not watching good ones.
Do a better job.
I'll show you. I'm going to send you one that's a good one. There's boring ones, absolutely. But I don't know what you're watching. But like most of the new stuff is like they keep you pretty engaged. Mm. Like I don't know if you're just thinking of like what we watched in high school or something like that. That's not real documentaries anymore.
No, I've tried to watch some several times, and like 15, 20 minutes, and I'm just like, I can't watch this anymore.
Oh man, it's because you haven't got to the hook yet. That's a problem right there.
Well, you need then write it like a fucking movie and it hook is. Me right away.
It is. No, there's like a, it's a building you
up. No, Chris no, is a, he's a Pisces. He's a fish. Okay. Oh, you got to hook him right away. Reel him in. True. Let him struggle a little bit. Yeah, and then they'll
like,
come up.
Like true. I want to be intrigued. Don't. And a lot of them, a lot of the documentaries that piss me off the most. Mm-hmm. Give away the whole fucking story within the 5 minutes. And you're like, why am I watching the rest of this?
Well, see, you're not giving it a shot.
That's give it, why do history, I need... Because you literally just told me everything that happens and all in the weird shit. And now I have 45 to 50 minutes left of this documentary.
I'd have to see what you're talking about. This anymore. I'd have to see what you're because I've seen where they show the killer and stuff, but there's a lot more to the story and it keeps you pretty... And there's even like the one where the kid killed his dad. There's like that documentary where he killed his dad and he was like, going to be charged with murder, and then they find out that it's like he was abused, like massively abused. So then it switches the whole like documentary.
It's like, oh, he had a reason like, to shoot. Whoa,
now I actually like sympathize for this kid. Like, it's really fucking mm-hmm. bizarre. There's some good
ones. Like the brothers. They're not remember all good. The brothers back in the day that had the shotgun. They killed their parents in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Actually, we just watched one last night. Actually, a doc. It sucks, dude.
Which one?
It was so bad. I don't even know what it was called.
What was it about?
Oh, it was about. It was called Glitch in the Matrix.
No, I don't
know. Oh, boy.
It is not good.
It is not good.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It was off topic. It was bizarrely put together. Majority of the people talking in it had like an animation over them, so you couldn't see who they were.
Oh, that sounds
like
stupid.
One guy was like a lizard.
That's
like some weird, like.
What was it about?
Yeah, what is guy. It?
It was supposed to be, I feel like it was supposed to be about if we were living in a simulation. Mm. That was the whole premise of it. But then it turned into this, it didn't even talk about or present any theories or evidence about why it would be a simulation.
That's not a documentary to me, man.
A lot of the, like a good half maybe, was just the story about the kid got obsessed with the Matrix. And then dressed in trench coat and ended up killing his family.
Oh boy.
Okay. I mean,
oh boy.
Like,
okay.
Like, listen, what,
he thought
what
he was Keanu Reeves.
I don't know. I don't think he thought he ended up not thinking they were real.
I mean, listen, there's hundreds of documentaries and honestly, a lot of them are shitty. Like, cause a lot of people that start filmmaking will start with documentaries.
You know why?
Because it's easy.
Well, and like the Sundance and all those like stupid ass awards, like praise documentaries and like they make them like corny, cheesy. So
yeah, but it's also
stupid,
easy because the information is already there for you. You just have to be able to put it together.
I did watch the one. What was the guy that went on Joe Rogan about the alien ones in Chile or whatever?
Oh yeah. I always wanted to watch that.
That one was good.
That's pretty good, dude.
Okay. But that one actually presented evidence. We were like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I
like murder documentaries. I mean, just straight up. I think those are so interesting. Like when you see like these people that are like losing their fucking mind and shit mm-hmm. and like the process of how they found out who it was. And like that stuff is like, it's fascinating, bro. Cause those people walk among us. They fucking walk among us, dude.
They do. Most women like that stuff too.
What are you saying, Greg? What are you fucking saying? What are you fucking saying, dude?
I'm just saying, you know, I do
love it. Listen, I do. I fucking love it, man.
I did like the one that was like how to make a murderer or whatever.
Oh, that was interesting. Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was done very well.
Sure.
See, mm-hmm. like if all documentaries were done like that, then I'd probably watch all of them.
Dude, there's a lot of them like that. A lot of them really good. So just we'll give you a list of really good ones, man. Anyways, man. Yeah, that was
good show, gentlemen.
Interesting stuff, dude, for sure. Interesting.
Keep your eyes out for that alien. The portal is among us.
I mean, regardless if that situation is real, aliens are real. So. Maybe they did.
Yeah.
Maybe they did mistakenly show up in a mall on accident.
Maybe flip flop those coordinates. You know.
I don't know,
man. Maybe they needed some clothes. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. They're maybe. Like, hey, if we're gonna be here on Earth, we need to look like Earthlings.
Yeah, man.
My feet hurt. I need some shoes.
They wanted some Wetzel pretzel. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, we heard about these salty dough balls. So
give me some shoes now. Okay. I demand you, footlocker.
Anyways,
thanks you guys for listening. Thanks you guys for watching. If you haven't, go sign up for Patreon.
Absolutely, man.
Hell yeah. Patreon, live shows every Friday night. You get to talk to us. Call on in. It's fun.
Notifications, likes, shares, all that stuff. But tremendously, we love you guys.
Yeah.
On to the next
one. Go follow us everywhere, too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.